Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you'll know that in Europe, when you ask for a glass of beer, it will be maybe a half a litre or a third of a litre, both of which are less than a pint. An experiment carried out in the UK tried to see were people prepared to adapt to smaller sizes. Didn't go that well. We're joined by Galway publican Damien Ryan. Afternoon, Damien.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. So apparently they couldn't even get pubs to sign up for this. They tried 1,700 venues, asking them would they go with the smaller glass, and they weren't overcharging or anything. And only 13 of them were prepared to do it. So would to you, Damien, would that say that people really wouldn't, they wouldn't tolerate such a thing?
I think so, yeah. Obviously, the staff there says it all, really, like, you know, and like that. And I think that was pre-COVID, I think it was now, but I could be totally, as far as I know, I think I was reading the article a short while ago, you know, like, it in Ireland, I think probably it's the culture here, like, you know, yeah. I say, you know, we're going for a pint, you know, you're not going to say, this is, I'm going to go, you know, I'm just going to go for, you know, a few drinks, you know, it's you know, as in Ireland, a few small drinks could be kind of 7 or 8 pints as well. Mm. Like, you know, so it's a different culture, really, in different areas. You know, when I was in Cologne a few years ago, you know, they actually don't sell pints over there. It's kind of just, I think it's just under the half litre as well. And you know, in countries that have decent weather, it's probably nicer to have a cold beer and a smaller beer, you know, and you can enjoy it a bit more. And obviously, I think there was a study there in Australia. They actually sell the schooners, and like, you know, it's actually colder, and I don't know, it keeps the head, you know, it's a nicer, you know, in a 30 plus heat, you know, it's very hard to enjoy a drink, and you know, by the end of the pint or by the end of your drink, it's nearly warm at that stage, you know.
Would that be the case in Ireland as well? Would you argue?
Well, on certain days, obviously, in Connemara, where I'm based here now in Clifton, the summer we had now, there'd be no fear of the sunshine here up in Norway now. But on warmer days, all right, definitely, it could be worth a go. But you know, in the public and trade, like, you know, consumers are looking for value. They're looking for that experience as well. I noticed now in the last kind of couple of years, people are. They're going to go. They want to spend a bit more on premium stuff, but they're drinking less. If you get me, you know. So, like, if you're going out for a bit of a dinner, you want a good wine, you want good food, and you want that experience, you know. So it's and then you look at the other side of things. You know, you have the regular punters. You know, that you're doing the most local trade, or the local lads that are in, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, and they're having their, you know, 5 or 6 pints a day. You know, if it'll be definitely a testing time for them. I think if you challenge them to a lesser of a pint, though, you know, so it'll be a fun change. Like, obviously, especially in the pub trade, the increase on the pints over the last number of years. You get the bit of stick from the locals for the first week, but then they keep on. You know, after the first week, they're going to buy the pint anyway. You know.
Yeah. All right. But there might be then. I know. Obviously, there'd be fellas. It's a pint, and I'm not moving off that. But it might be an argument for stocking some other size of glass. That's somewhere between a half pint and a pint.
Oh, 100%. I think it's like, obviously, we're based here in Clifton, and we have a big tourism, we're kind of relying on tourism for a lot of the summer months there, you know, probably 6 or 7 months there the year. And, you know, people that want to be, obviously, you still want that value for money. And I think it could be definitely a goer if, you know, even for people, you know, like, I know years ago you could have a few drinks and drive, but obviously it's a zero tolerance now, but a year ago probably could have worked in a way, like, you know, just a bit lesser than a pint, and you could drive home back in the day now, but obviously you can't do it now. But I think it's like, for tourism, you know, for tourists, like, they want to come in. A lot of tourists, you know, in my, where we're based here in Connemara, you know, they come in for their glass of beer, you know, they might have a whiskey, and then they're off again. You know, they're not really staying for that long. They're not staying for that kind of 4 or 5 hours. You know, you're trying to get them for half an hour, an hour. If there's a bit of music, then they'll probably be stay that longer. But you know, you kind of want to kind of just, obviously you don't want someone to sit down in the pub and, you know, be there for 2 or 3 hours and spend one on a glass of beer now. But it would be good for the public in itself now. But you know, I think it could be a goer, but it's, you know, obviously it all depends where you're based in obviously in the country.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We'll leave it there, Damien. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Damien Ryan there, publican in Clifton in Galway. Someone says, I was in Bari in Italy this summer. They did small, medium and large beers, which many places do. Someone else says, I always bless myself before a mass in Germany, spelled M-A-S-S-E. A mass is 2 litres. That's eating and drinking for you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.